DW.
The Pelo Pepper Health Train is arriving, or the Train of Hope, as it's often called in South Africa. In Tzaneen, a small rural town in the country's north, hundreds of people are already waiting at the platform. Many walked for hours or slept on the platform to be there on time. One 69-year-old man says he can't see properly anymore. He's hoping to get some glasses.
We'll be queuing from 1 a.m. We'll be assisted at 7. But because it's affordable, we are able to wait until when we are assisted.
Eye charts hang on the outside of the wagons. A chair for the patients is placed some distance away on the platform. The patient struggles to read the letters and explains that his vision has been blurry for years. The fact that he hasn't been to a clinic until now doesn't just come down to a lack of money, explains ophthalmologist Londe Kazulu.
I think it's just education more than anything else. And I think with eye conditions, most of them not being, for example, painful, there's nothing that probes a patient to, you know, that urges them to go have their eyes tested.
His glasses are made on the spot, which takes just 1 hour and costs the patient the equivalent of just €2. And it works quickly, despite the fact that in this case, things are a bit more tricky than usual. The patient's vision in his right eye and left turned out to be very different, which means he needs two very different lenses in his new glasses, as the doctor explains.
It was just that, like, your one lens was a bit thicker than the other, so I had a bit of a problem.
A good 50,000 pairs of glasses are made on the train every year. The eye clinic is not the only service available on the train. Inside the 19 wagons, patients can access everything from a pharmacy to specialist departments for general medicine, psychology and oncology, as well as an X-ray machine and a mobile dental clinic. Kefilo Amamba is one of the mobile dentists who works on the train. She swapped working in a lucrative private practice for this job.
Because of the need that I saw, I was in private, but it wasn't as nice as being on the train. Because here, you get those people who, after treating, they really appreciate your services.
Everything is treated directly on board the train, and most treatments are completed within the day. Doctors only refer patients to clinics if major operations are needed. While it's mostly black South Africans who come to make use of the train services, there are also many white patients who are glad the health services are less costly there. Instead of paying the equivalent of €7 at the local hospital, treatment on the train only costs about 60 euro cents.
If you go to the local hospital, you'll pay, at Letaba it's 100 rand, at Tzaneen it's 70 rand, even though you're unemployed. And then you're going to sit there the whole day. And then when you get to the dentist, they will pull one tooth. Yeah, they are. It's 10 rand and they will even pull three.
The health train is financed by South African train company Transnet, alongside the University of Johannesburg, pharmaceutical companies, and by other sponsors and private individuals from all over the world. It travels to every corner of the country where clinics are either chronically full or too far away. Here in Tzaneen, Lisbeth Shai has also come seeking treatment for her 8-year-old daughter.
Bridget kept saying her tooth was hurting. I found out about the train clinic from her school. They told me we can be treated here for less money.
Kefilo Amamba sorts through her dental instruments, a tooth mirror, a probe and a drill. She takes a look at Bridget's teeth. The news isn't good.
Bridget is complaining about her last upper molar, S65. That is grossly carious. We cannot be able to restore the tooth. It needs to come out.
She decides it's best to make short work of the problem. Though the young girl is not happy she's losing her tooth, she will soon recover. Dentist Kefilo Amamba travels with the Pelo Pepper train 9 months of the year. She's just one of 22 crew members. Sometimes medical students also join them on board as reinforcement. Still, the medical team is small compared to the high number of patients. Around 200,000 patients are treated every year. Mamba has chosen this job, though she admits she sometimes misses home.
I'm sacrificing my time with my family because I'm here. They are in Pretoria, far away from me. I'm sacrificing my queen bed for this tiny one. But the job is enjoyable. I can't complain, seriously, because it's fulfilling.
The train also educates patients about taking care of their health, everything from preventing HIV/AIDS to the importance of brushing their teeth. This is especially important for children. In rural areas, the health workers are often the first ones to show young kids how to use a toothbrush properly.
Good. Nice. Senza la sluma khona, ne? Yabona ukuthi yenza njani la sluma khona.
The Pelo Pepper Health Train stops in 70 different places every year. It's a flagship project of sorts for South Africa. The train is now known around the world for its innovation in bringing mobile healthcare to remote towns and communities. The train will stay in Tzaneen for 2 more days before moving on to a new area where, surely, just as many people will be waiting.
DW.